Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, and thanks to all of my listening audience on the World Wide Web. This is Don S. McClure, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this special and exciting one-hour show. If you'd like to call in, call 818-691-7395. That is our call-in numbers. You can IM me at McClureDonS@gmail.com or McClureDonS@yahoo.com. Or you can email me at McClureDonS@gmail.com. Today's show is brought to you by Miss Flo's Bears, where each bear is handcrafted with love and care. To see this wonderful items that she has to offer, go to www.MissFlowsBears.com. It's a wonderful website. I built it. This young lady is a sharp young businesswoman, and she is in the Charlotte, North Carolina area. So I want you to visit her site, www.MissFlowsBears.com. This segment of the show is being brought to you by her, Miss Flo's Bears. So we're going to take a quick break so we can get ready to get into the dialogue about the black community. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Make sure you get your pens and papers so that you can get some great information. This is Don S. McClure. We'll be right back. Don S. McClure. There's going to be a little bit of change in the flow show today. We have a lot of new things going on. I met a young lady on Facebook, very sharp young woman. I mean, you can really sing. Her name is Penny Wells. And after looking at, I wanted to do some promotion for Penny and actually other artists, because we're always thinking about upgrading our website. After I went to CD Baby and Amazon and I bought a copy of one of her CDs, it's from her 04 album called Shine. This young lady's voice is phenomenal. So I decided to build a section called Soft Nights Spotlight, where we could feature artists like Penny and other artists to come up, that people can kind of get a chance to really, really get a chance to hear her. So I decided to do that to make sure that the listening audience on the World Wide Web, you could really hear Miss Penny Wales. So today, when we take our breaks, we're going to play samples of Penny Wales' song, and it's a beautiful song. So we're going to give you the title and stuff as we do that. But right now, we're going to get into our show. We don't want to delay on that. I told you today's show is brought to you by Miss Flo's Bears, where each bear is handcrafted with love and care. So please go to her website, www.missflowsbears.com. Today's subject, moving forward in the black community. The stage has been set for our communities years ago. How and what we must remember to take our life forward. Knowing the signs of when we are truly last and what we can do to change the future. I think those issues are very important. Today we're going to talk about two iconic companies created 12 years apart. One company was created in 1942. It became the most famous known black magazine in the world. It was Ebony Magazine, started by Mr. John H. Johnson. The company had been around for 69 years. 69 years is a long time. The second major company in our community, and both of these companies are in Chicago, was started in 1954 as the leading hair care company in the world, Johnson Products, by George Johnson. That company has survived for 57 years. What's important about these two companies, there's been up and down changes. And with the economy and management and everything else, the black community has had two major companies that were really good. Now, we got to talk about how do we identify what's going on in our communities. We have individuals that really have talent. And my co-producer just got through flagging me saying my mic is popping, but we got a few technical problems, I guess, this week, but we're okay. Now, I really want you to think about where we're going, because when we create companies in our communities, it has a ripple-down effect. It creates jobs, builds wealth, and builds stability in our communities. And when we lose those companies, or those companies move out of town like any other company, the community itself suffers from that. So we're going to talk about these two companies, and actually we're going to talk about a couple of other companies also. Now, I want everybody to write this down. On the 31st of this month, Maggie Walker started a bank in 1903. On the 31st of this month, which her bank was still around, would be 108 years old. So every 31st, you got to think about a black woman who started a bank in Richmond, Virginia. And that bank grew, and we're going to talk about that. But what happened was the bank lasted up till 2005. It was taken over by the Abigail Adams Group, which is now taken over by the Premier Company. Premier Holding is the name of the company, and actually I think they acquired all the banks on April 11th, 2011, for some people. But what we're thinking about is for us to have a bank that lasted 108 years, that's phenomenal, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to get back to this other part. How do we identify when something's going wrong in our community? Well, Mr. Johnson sold his company in 2004. And as I was reading some of the research reports, he was saying that he lamented the loss because even though it was a good business decision, from a business aspect, it was good to sell the company. But he also felt that the community suffered by losing jobs when the manufacturing plant was moved out of Chicago. The black community, as well as the philanthropic scholarships, support for common causes that everybody previously enjoyed, would no longer enjoy that because now the company was owned by Procter & Gamble. So in 2004, and its products were marketed as part of the P&G portfolio. Now, what's so phenomenal about Mr. Johnson, George E. Sr., this man was born in Mississippi on June 16, 1927, in a three-room sharecropper shack. 1927, June 16th, this man is born in Mississippi. And in 1954, he began building the world's best-known black hair product company in Chicago. And all he had to start this company was $500 for an investment. Now, that's phenomenal in anybody's day and time, because $500 also back then was a lot of money. But we're talking about 1954 up till now. That he was a black man with a vision that knew that if he could get this company off the ground and do what he had to do, and I'm sure he had hard times and had to work at it, but he took $500 and invested it and turned it into millions. This company grew by leaps and bounds. They became a household name in the African-American community. Now, George Johnson and his wife, Joan, they teamed up with somebody that we all have heard of, Don Cornelius, and took Soul Train to the TV show national level. And until the last year, the brand's development at Procter & Gamble ultimately would be taken over later by Eric Brown and his wife, Renee, two people who lived in California, and they would turn this company back around because they would get it from P&G and bring it back to the black community. Now, what I'm looking at is that's a great success story, that we had a black company started by a black man. Eventually, after years, he sold the company. It went over to P&G. And then later on, two individuals decided they wanted to get that company back into the black community. So they brought that back, and they had a chance to really deal with that. That was a good thing. So we need to really congratulate Renee and Eric Brown for bringing something back to our community. Because a lot of times, once a company leaves, we have a hard time getting it back. Now, these two individuals used to work for Proline, which was a multi-million dollar company that was owned by Renee's father. So, again, I think that guidance was there for them to really understand the importance of having black companies, black-owned, creating wealth and employment in a black community. And, again, I want us to look at our companies just like we look at other companies. I don't want us to say, well, that's just a black company, because other companies and other cultures have their decades of companies that they work with. But I'm trying to get us to focus on something, that when we build a legacy in our community, when we decide that we want our companies to be legacies and not just corporations, when we decide that we want to turn our lifestyles into legacies and not just living, that's when we build something for the future, which goes back to that Maggie Walker issue. If a woman in 1903 can see how to take pennies and nickels and turn it into a bank and actually become a part of the FDIC in 1934, these are the attributes that we need to talk a lot about in our community, because we constantly don't build legacies, and we still suffer from the one theory. And that's how we know we're in trouble, when if we lose one or two of our companies, we're right back to the beginning, and that doesn't make any sense. Now, this man was so smart that in 1964, he started a bank called Independence Bank. Then later on, in 1971, Johnson Products became the first African-American-owned company to be listed on the American Stock Exchange. And his wife, Joan, served as chairman of the board. Now, during that same year, Mr. Johnson became the first African-American to serve on the board of directors of Commonwealth Edison, which is a large utility in the Illinois-Chicago area. So this man is progressing all the way from Mississippi. Now, that's got to be amazing for our children's history. Here's a man that starts off with $500. And he's born June 16th, 1927, in a three-room sharecropper's shack. This man becomes one of the most successful African-Americans in America. When we teach our children to think about legacies, that's when we grow. That's when we turn our communities around. Now, in March of 2009, a consortium of minority investment firms brought the company from P&G to reestablish Johnson Publishing, Johnson Products, position as the country's largest and oldest African-American-owned company. So when you think about that, an investment group of minorities getting together to try to solve the problem of us losing companies in our community. They need to be congratulated for that. But we need to have that story told over and over and over again so that young people today would decide on having legacies and not just think about, hey, I'm going to put a company together, and once I sell it off, I'll be okay. Because when you sell that company, you are taking part of your lifeblood in the community, and you're shipping it away. So it's nothing wrong with growing. It's nothing wrong with investing. It's nothing wrong with being a part of a lot of things. But at least try to hold on to the legacy. If you can't stay with the company, at least try to remain on the board of directors, part of the investment group, something, so that part of what you do remains in our community, even though it may be sectioned off or bought up by somebody else. You can still remain somewhat attached to that. That's the important part about a legacy. Now, recently, J.P. Morgan agreed to extend a financial lifeline to the publisher of Ebony and Jet, the two greatest magazines that African Americans have had for a while. And the publisher announced today an investment from J.P. Morgan's Special Investment Group, part of J.P. Morgan's chief investment officer, which manages the bank's own money, decided to get involved in Johnson Publishing. Now, it's my understanding that Desiree Rogers, along with Linda Johnson, decided to try to get some investments and money going on to keep this thing growing and moving forward. The investment was in the tens of millions, according to a person familiar with the transaction. And in return, J.P. Morgan would own a minority stake in Johnson Publishing. His daughter still owns the company. Now, they believe with these additional resources, they can keep growing that company and make it stronger. At least that's what Desiree Rogers is hoping to do. And from my understanding, she's the former White House social secretary. So here's a young lady that left Washington, D.C., or is involved in Washington, D.C., as the former White House social secretary. Now, before this article, I didn't know who Desiree Rogers was. And from my understanding, she's part of the Chicago influential group. But it shows you how we have to still put that information out there so that young ladies who want to grow might say, well, I really need to look at Desiree Rogers. I really need to get her together so that she could speak to young women, guide young women. And a lot of times we think that we're guiding people, that we got them on track. But one of the problems that we're having is we don't connect the dots enough. And we're going to talk about that. But Desiree right now, as of last year, had signed on as the CEO. Now, I think that one of the reports said that Rogers said securing additional financing for Johnson Publishing was one of her top priorities since she came aboard at the request of Johnson Rice, the company's chairman. The two women are close friends in a tight-knit Chicago social circle. And under the leadership of Ms. Rogers, she's redesigned Ebony Magazine, and the CEO says J.P. Morgan's cash infusion will allow Johnson Publishing to give a fresh look to Jet and to Ebony on the web. Johnson's Publishing cosmetics line, Fashion Fair Cosmetics, also will be able to explore fresh packaging and brand repositioning. Now, I think these are important issues because now Bank One is involved, or used to be Bank One, which is now J.P. Morgan Chase. And they said that they've had a long-standing relationship with this company. So this is where they went to try to get the funding they needed to keep the company growing. And we'll find out soon how that really works, whether or not it's a continual growth or what happens. But again, if we keep losing the companies that are our flagships in our community, which when you go to Chicago on Michigan Avenue and you look at this building that this man built, that was a firm believer in positive things for black people. You really got to think about that. I mean, here's another man born in 1942. And he decides to have a publishing company. So we got to have more than just one or two or three. We really need to extend our reach when it comes to people doing things in our community. And I say to us, the more we build, the more we influence, the more we talk about family legacy, and we're going to get into that, the stronger our communities become. There used to be a saying that don't ask what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. Well, now it should be, I have to ask, what can I do for my community as well as for myself and my family? Because that's going to be the important factor to whether or not you live the legacy or whether or not you just become part of the system going day by day. And we're going to talk about investments. We're going to talk about things that you can do to turn your life around, because as you can see, our communities are still in danger if we don't build enough companies to give the jobs to the young people who really want to work. So we're going to talk about that in a minute. We're going to get into investments, and we're going to give you some ideas on some simple things that you do every single day of your life, most of you, and you never thought about investing into that. And the investments don't have to be millions and millions of dollars. It could just be some simple investments. So we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about investing in the black community, and you don't have to be black to invest into the black community. That's going to be the good part about this whole conversation. It's not a black or white thing. It's building up the black community and the black community building up itself so that we have the kind of communities and the kind of leadership that we want today. But we're going to play a small portion of Soft Nights Spotlight with my current favorite singer, Phyllis Wells. Take a break. I'll be right back, and we'll get back to investments in the black community.
In the midst of all that's wrong, when it seems all hope is gone, in your world, when you hold your head down low, you don't know which way to go. You can always rest assured that I'm on your side. No matter how the enemy will try to bring you down, if you know nothing else, know that my love will be yours today.
well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm back. And I could hear that while I was in the studio, taking a quick break, drinking some great tea. And that's Penny Wells. I mean, we're going to play that throughout the show, but that's a young lady I'm telling you, you need to go to CD Baby. And if you don't spend but 99 cents, get that track. It's really good. So it's Penny Wells at CD Baby or Amazon.com. Go to the music section and do the download. That girl's phenomenal, and pretty soon I'm going to have some other things going on my show that we can really talk about. Again, this part of the show is brought to you by Miss Flo's Bears. Make sure you go to www.missflosbears.com, where every bear is made with love. I kind of like that saying. I really do like that. Now, one of the things that's important, I said I was going to talk to you about investing in your own future. And I believe in small investments turn into large residuals or large results. Everybody out there, I would have to say 95% of the people, of course there's a few that don't, but everybody out there has been on a dating site. And I don't care whether it's Match.com, Black People Meet, Christian People Meet, whatever. We go to these websites every day. And we're searching and looking and meeting people and talking to people and doing something that we do is normal. Now, let's look at how electronic media really has been growing. We now have Facebook. We now have Twitter, which is not owned by African Americans. We have Google, Yahoo. We have all these companies that have launched themselves and really gotten out there and done some great things. In a conversation that I had with some young men on a train when I was coming to Vegas, we were talking, and it was so amazing because I asked him, I said, did you realize that if we could find the company that owned, let's say, Black People Meet, that rather than just giving them $14.95 or $18.95 a month, why not try to find out where we could buy their stock so that every time everybody goes on that website and keys in Black People Meet or Match.com or Christian whatever, you would be getting a return for that because you would own stock in that company. And the stockholders are who actually control companies. So if the company doesn't have stock, then I can understand that. We need to find out why and what we can do. But instead of just investing $14.95 every month, and if you do $14.95 a month times 12 months, you've got to have over at least $500. So let's look at that for a minute and think about what you're doing. Because when you do that, you're giving somebody a minimum, let's just say a minimum of close to $200 a year. And that's not including all the other sites that you're on. That's why I say $500. When you start looking at all the investments that you're doing on the internet, each year you're investing some money that you're not getting a return on. And that same principle can be applied to the apartment complex that you live in. You need to go online and research who owns that apartment complex that you live in or that your friends live in or whatever. Because a lot of these companies are very large companies that own this real estate. And you could start putting in minimum investments into these companies so that not only do you live in these complexes, but you control the destiny of the complex because you're part of the stockholders. The one thing that I'm amazed at, and we're still going through it, I find family members will have somebody die in their family. And they got to struggle to try to find the funds for all that. But if you could take $38, let's say like I have 36 grandchildren. I don't have them, but my family has them, so we need to clear that up. But let's just say we have 36 grandchildren and God knows how many children. Let's just say, let's just make the figure 40 people. You take that 40 people in your family and you ask them to donate $36 a month to the family fund. That comes out to $1,440. Then you do that times 12. Right now, it looks like you have $17,280. That should be enough to get anybody back and forth to any family funerals. If something happens where they're running short on their rent, their phone bill, you have a family fund to bill from. Now, let's do those figures again. You got 40 people times $36. That already equals $1,440 per month times 12 months. I come up with $17,280. Now, let's just say you don't even have that many people in your family. Let's just say you got eight. You got eight individuals, cousins, nephews, whatever. They don't have to be brothers and sisters, mom, dad, uncles. You take those eight people and you do $38. That's going to give you $304, just 304. Take the 304 times 12. Now you have $3,648 in a family fund. You put it in an interest-bearing account. We're not even talking about thousands and millions and hundreds of millions. We're just telling you how to start thinking about legacy. So what you do is, it's only eight of you. Now you got a $3,000 fund, and a plane ticket doesn't cost $3,000. Or we hope that their rent doesn't cost $3,000 to save them. But what I'm saying to you is that we got to start taking the small amounts before we talk about these big things. And that's why I like the Johnson Products theory. He took $500. Now, let's just say you don't even have the 38. Let's just say all you can come up with is 30 bucks, which is a dollar a day. So you do the 30 times 365 days, and you know what you come up with. So if you get that, and you've got 8 or 9 or 10 people, at least at the end of the year, you got something to work with. Now, if it's two of you in the house, let's say you and your boyfriend, you and your husband, you and your girlfriend are sharing an apartment, that if you take $365 that both of you save a dollar a day, at the end of the year, you both have $730. So if something runs a little short, you got $730 to bill from. Now, it's not the easiest thing in the world to do to save that dollar, especially when you go to the store and find razor blades are now the ones I use are $15 just to get forward to replace the ones I had. But if you think about that, if you start saying to yourself, I just don't want to be $30 broke anymore, $10 broke, or I can't get gas, or I'm always borrowing $20 to get back and forth. And everybody runs into a problem. But whenever you get some funding and you say, I'm going to put $30 to the side, that's when you're going to start to see a change. Because if you do that and you show that to other family members who may listen, they're not all going to listen, but for the one or two or three or 10 or eight that do listen, you now start saying there's two things we need to build in this family, a family fund for emergencies and a family legacy, and not just a T-shirt or a book with some names in it. You've got to start building something tangible so that this way in years to come, the other generations won't have to scuffle so hard. Now, there was a man named R. Patterson. They actually called him C.R. Patterson. This man was born in 1833. He left Virginia in 1865 and settled in Greenfield, Ohio. I had never heard of Greenfield, Ohio, until I did the research on this man. He was an ex-slave, which is why I don't agree with people saying that some people have a slave mentality, because all the slaves that I'm looking at actually wouldn't build something. But let's just talk about that for a second. He's an ex-slave. They say that he could fashion anything he wanted out of metal, as long as you gave him a hammer and an anvil. So in 1873, Mr. C.R. Patterson formed a partnership with James P. Lowe, who was a white man. They established a carriage and wagon manufacturing company. Now, this is 1873. 20 years later, in 1893, Mr. C.R. Patterson became the sole owner of the company. He bought out his business partner, just like other people buy out people. And he got together with his two sons, Frederick D. and S.C. Patterson, and they formed the C.R. Patterson and Sons Company. And they had an advertising slogan. Their advertisement stated, if it's a Patterson, it's a good one. Now, that's a slick saying. In 1893, if it's a Patterson, it's a good one. This man was building things that really helped his community, carriages, just all kinds of things that people would use. So if he could develop that idea, and eventually his son later on went and built cars, the Greenville Patterson car. Now, Greenville, Ohio became famous because this man built automobiles. And you need to go look this up. This is another person in Virginia. So if Maggie Walker came from Virginia and Mr. Patterson came from Virginia, and they're both realizing that they needed to do things for the community, we have to start building that same type of attitude. There's nothing wrong with going on the dating sites. There's nothing wrong with you doing the other things. But start finding out maybe if you could invest $5, $10, $30 into what their products are. Or maybe in some of these websites that you see, like Miss Flo's Bears, maybe approach her with, hey, could I get some stock into what you're doing? Could I put some money into these bears that you're manufacturing? There's a young lady in Kansas that has a soap company. Maybe we could find out how to invest some funds into her soap company so that it becomes a large soap company. But the ideas are there. But when we lose the entities that somebody took their blood and sweat to build, like the gentleman that took $500 and turned it into a hair product company. I mean, when you get that kind of strength, you shouldn't lose it. Now, Hulu TV, they are now promoting Asian soap operas, Asian melodramas, Asian comedy shows. And they're taking the venue of Hulu, which is online TV, and they're using it to their advantage because everybody has a laptop or everybody's doing something with some kind of iPod or Apple Pod or whatever you want to call them. So we have to start thinking about that. We have to stop being participants. We already know that we are the greatest consumers, but now we're also the greatest participants. And what I mean by participants is we live in areas, we buy stuff, we get on websites, we participate in these, but we don't own any stock in Google, we don't own any stock in Yahoo, we don't own any stock in the companies that are even in our communities. We don't own anything as far as saying, I'm going to build a family fund if it only takes a dollar. So let's just get back to the family fund for a minute. Let's just say everybody says, look, I'm dead broke. I don't have any money. All right. During the course of that month, you would hope that they at least have $10. Let them put in that. And then maybe before the end of the year, they catch their bill up, which is the investment bill. It's not a bill, but it's an investment bill. So I think that what people are doing is trying to figure out what they want to do, how they want to do it. We all want to live the better life. So if we start thinking about the small investments, we can work our way up to the large investments. Now, I'm very sad that we lost Maggie Walker's bank, and we should have kept that alive. And I didn't learn about that bank till later on in life, and it had been in Virginia for a while. That's what I mean by connecting the dots. But if we don't strengthen what we do in the information channel, sharing websites, sharing resources, like the young lady Penny Wells. She's from Detroit. So the more that I play her songs, the more we get her involved, the more people know that she's as good as Phyllis Hyman and all the rest. She has a unique style, and she's worth us giving her at least a dollar, I mean 99 cents for a CD of hers, one of the tracks. And like I said, you can get them on CD Baby. But what I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, is start to think about the towns you live in. Start to think about finding something that you could put a couple of dollars in. We already have NAACP's and the 100 Black Men and the BBA and all these other groups are out there. But if we don't start connecting the dots, we will constantly have our companies searching for finance from other cultures so that they could survive. And it's not bad. It just means that every time that we lose something in our community, it changes. When a company is taken over by another company, 9 times out of 10, just like when Abigail Adams and them took over Maggie Walker's bank, now it's Premier. Eventually, it's going to lose its power. From my understanding now, the Maggie Walker Bank only has like 23 employees. But this was a bank that was started in 1903. That had we known that, it should be as big as First Tennessee, First Chicago, Bank One, Chase, Wachovia. We've got to start to get things in our community that we connect to. And it doesn't mean anti-anything. It means inclusive. And that's going to be something that we really need to do. So I think it's a good thing that we work on. And I think these are the kind of things we need to do. So if you got a question for me, call me at 818-691-7395. That number to call is 818-691-7395. We're going to take a quick break. We're 17 minutes into the show, and we're going to listen to a little more of that fabulous Penny Wells.
When it seems all hope is gone in your world, when you hold your head down low, you don't know which way to go, you can always rest assured that I'm on your side, no matter how the enemy bring you down. There's only one thing you should know. If you know nothing else, know that my now you're in despair. If you turn around, you'll see that I'll catch you. Don't worry, you know I truly care. I'm always here with you. No matter what you do, I'll always know. If you know nothing,
You know what? I love that song. I started just to let it play during the whole thing, but it didn't make it through. But ladies and gentlemen, I was so fascinated with that song. It's just really good. It's just one of them things. Good afternoon, caller. This is Don McClure. You're on the Don S. McClure Show. And I can't hear you. Well, I lost that caller. Might have played my song too long. Anyway, the number to get in is 818-691-7395, and that's the number to call. I got a question for the community. I'd like to know, what do you think can really turn our community around? We keep complaining about the same things, and we've been complaining about the same things forever. So, do you think that having a family investment fund, and without you starting the conversation off with everybody's not going to put in and somebody's going to take the money and how do we know, whatever. The point is, at least get it started with whatever it is that you have. I think there's a lot of good ideas out there that we're not looking at. When I say connecting the dots, again, like the people in Detroit. I mean, I have relatives in Detroit that I haven't seen in years because I don't get there. I have relatives in other states that I don't get to see. And a lot of times families aren't going to have family reunions because everybody's busy, can't get together or whatever. But we now have Skype. We now have IM with Yahoo. Almost all of us have a laptop or a desktop. When do we put together the conference that we could teleconference each other through Skype or whatever? And our show pretty soon is going to have Skype on there so that we could work with that. I think that's going to be good. I have a caller, and I'd like to know your question.
The question I have is, as a community, well, let me just say this much. I think that as a community, what we're facing is a lot of times we don't want to give each other credit for something or even invest in something because we're thinking that we're one up on the next person. And we don't want to see each other succeed, you know, oftentimes. And I just wondered what your thought was on that.
All right, thank you, caller. One of the things that I think is we have this mentality and this taboo theory that if I help you or help somebody else, something's going to happen greater for that person rather than for me. Well, if you're investing and their project grows and you get all the legal documentation done the correct way, as they grow, you're going to grow. So I think it's going to take two things, putting together the things legally so that everybody benefits from that and looking at it as going into new territories. It's going to be difficult, but I'm telling you, a good relationship, if both of you put in a dollar every day, at the end of the year, your girlfriend, your wife, your roommate won't have to say, I don't have $20 for gas. It's going to start with the theory of saying, how do I make what I'm in better? Which means that we take that person that's around us, and we quit looking at the past or what they've done or they're not working or whatever. And we start to say, okay, I see that our community's in trouble because anytime you come to me and say, let me borrow $20, that means that there's a deficit in our liquid assets. And so we can't get to the thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of investments that Susie Orman and all them want us to do if we can't get to the dollar thing. If we can't get to the end of the year and two people have $700 in the bank, then we've got to really examine that. So it's first going to start with who am I with, the trust, how do I put this together? And we have to break that cycle because when we're constantly saying, I get paid next week, I give you back the $10. I get paid 2 weeks, I give you back the $20. We've got to build that resource up so that they have something to really hold on to and to grab. We got 10 more minutes for the show, ladies and gentlemen. If you'd like to call in, you can call 818 691-7395. And please go to my website. I've got 36 more books this month. I've got a sale by Monday. Go to www.dsmpublications.net. That's dsmpublications.net. My new book's ready to be released, so we got to keep getting the funding for that. And $28 is not that bad. I think I write really good, and my editors in Canada, and I did say Canada, they are really excited about my new book. I'm getting ready to get on tour. So make sure you go to that website, get those book orders in. If you got the first book, get the second book. If you got the second book, get the third book so that we could keep growing. Because I like doing the radio shows and the things we're doing and support the other people that I talk about. If they've gotten me to do their websites and stuff, they're very serious about business. And we need to support them. I mean, this show has really moved on, and I really want to thank everybody that I talk to across the country, because they're always sending me emails letting me know I'm doing a good job and how we're connecting to the community. I really want to thank the Wisconsin group. I mean, I'm impressed that they follow me and listen and just share my words with other people. So to me, Iowa, Wisconsin, Kansas City, Illinois, Texas, I mean, there's so many states now, sometimes I forget the people that actually support and get involved in what I do. But my very first person to jump on board to become a sponsor of the show is Miss Flo's Bears. So, again, I think that things are moving in the right direction, and I think we're moving forward. I really do. And even if we're moving forward in small leaps and bounds, like two people getting together saying, listen, we're going to fix this problem of always being broke. I think we have a great community. I really do. I like working with Penny Wells. I like some of the other people I'm working with. I love my editing group in Canada. They are really tremendous. And, again, we could change things. If you've got any comments you want to make, call 818-691-7395. I'm Don McClure. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. It's a great show, actually. I like doing radio. Actually, I did radio when I was in Memphis, Tennessee, too. And I actually had a TV show for 6 years. So I'm kind of what they call a veteran in this genre or media. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we have some great people out there. And they're not all just African-American. I mean, I get support from people that are Spanish, Asian, all kinds of cultures. And I like that. Because they respect what I say, and I respect what they say, and we come to a harmony. One day I'd like to do a show where we could just all sit down and talk, like, can't we all get along and just dialogue on what we feel are the issues of keeping more of us from dialoguing, so we could get the pros and cons of that out, and then maybe straighten those issues out, whether it's imaging, whether it's misunderstanding. I just think that these radio shows have so much to offer. And once we keep plugging in, we can do it. It's going to be rough. Nothing's easy. But if you keep working at something, you're bound to get better. And one day we're going to buy some better microphones so that you could hear me even clearer. But I like this show. The Young Turks, ladies and gentlemen, of today. When I call people the Young Turks, it's that new generation, that young generation that's hungry to become the next political leaders. The people that we need to help get on board. And when we find one, like the young people that want to get involved in corporations. You know, I've got some nieces that are just dynamic. And I've met other people's daughters that were just dynamic. And we need to meet them and highlight them. If we don't do nothing but a few minutes, at least we know they're around. They're called the Young Turks because they're replacing some of the old regime. If we can get them involved, I mean, I'm talking to a young lady who is the head of HR in Illinois for one of the companies. I have a friend of mine who's the head of HR at one of the major casinos in Mississippi. And I try to connect all these people. I have a friend of mine who's really doing well in some real estate. So when we connect these dots, we can't do anything but trade ideas, become better, and keep building. So they're called the Young Turks. And when they're Young Turks, it doesn't mean that they're all 19, 20, 25, 30. It could be 40, 45. They're just the new thinking people. Because rather than everybody else owning the the Yahoos and the Googles and the Michael Dells and the Microsofts. We've got to get off the sideline of watching that and, again, get into the investment theory. And it may take you a year to get to that level. You may not even do it this year, but at least set it as a goal. And I'm telling you, once you do that, it's such a great feeling when you know I'm not $3 broke anymore, $5 broke, $10 broke. So we got to get you past that. Then we can move into the other things. Life is never easy in the first place. So we really got to continue to work with people and ask questions and get involved. And think about these people that were slaves or had disenfranchised environments. For them to take a little bit and turn it into something magnificent, you really got to think about that. I mean, we've come a long way to now we have Blog Talk Radio. So you don't have to just be in the radio station anymore. We've got Facebook. We're communicating with each other. Now, we got to move past just sending photographs of our girlfriend's hair and our grandchildren's legs and how cute somebody is. We still got to use that medium for communication, connect the dots. So that way we can continue to grow. We can have those conversations, but we also need other conversations. We've got to talk about the political views so that the Young Turks can get on our radio shows. We've also got to talk about our management styles, our relationships. We've got a whole gamut in how do we work with other cultures and get a relationship going. It amazes me how people are amazed that, yes, I have a letter from the governors of Puerto Rico. And they were talking about creating a day in Puerto Rico for me. That's when I was working on the Black history, diversity thing. And I'm going back to that. This coming up February next year, I'll be back full blast, putting that information out there, getting other cultures to see the diversity and how great we are, and building things. So my show is going to grow. I need that 36 sales, though. That's my sales quota. I have another captain of the guard who stays on me and says, did you get any sales today? You get any sales today? So go to www.dsmpublications.net, sign my guest book, and make sure you get my latest book. Order a copy of it because it's on the way. You'll like it. It's The Gods and the Beginning of Life. Ladies and gentlemen, I always enjoy my show. We got two more minutes. So if you want to call in, call 818-691-7395. And I noticed today we didn't take as many breaks either. That was unusual, even though I liked Penny Wells coming in there for a couple of minutes. I think she's phenomenal. And when you get a chance, go to my website, get to the page, Soft Nights Spotlight. And I've got some other artists on there that I'm going to promote. And I really like the website. So I think we're doing a great job. I like the association of people I'm with. But start to think about getting you a small jar and just watch those pennies flow. I just got flagged that I got 90 seconds for my show. I love the way the young lady comes in my ear and says, 90 seconds, she's from Great Britain somewhere. 90 seconds, probably 80 seconds now. I've enjoyed it. It's been a good show, as usual. The hour goes by so fast. It's 95 degrees in Vegas, and I'm enjoying the show. So, again, 818. She just told me I got 60 seconds. 818-691-7395. It's been my pleasure to be your host. I'm Don S. McClure, and my saying is, enjoy life. That's all you have. So good night, ladies and gentlemen, from me. And I'm going to see you next Friday, 5 Central. Actually, 7 Central, 5 in Vegas, and 8 on the East Coast. I'll get those time frames together one day. But I'm telling you, this thing is, you know, this time out here has really got me going crazy. By the time it gets 5 o'clock here, it's already almost 8 o'clock in Chicago. And I'll be back in Chicago soon, back home where I belong. I love Chicago. Chicago, Illinois is my hometown, and I love it. So enjoy it. Have a good one. Go to dsmpublications.net, and you will enjoy my website.